This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that a phone call between President Trump and an unnamed foreign leader prompted a whistleblower complaint. The Washington Post says an intelligence community member was troubled by a promise that Mr. Trump made in the call to that leader, but the administration's refused to forward the complaint to Congress, setting up a standoff between the acting director of national intelligence and the U.S. House Intelligence Committee. Former analyst for the CIA, FBI, and National Security Council, now CNN contributor Phil Mudd, says he's amazed.
When I served, we're responsible for chasing the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, and terrorists. We're not responsible for reporting to the Congress what the president says. He can say what he wants.
More than 100 rescues after over a foot of rain falls in southeast Texas in the past 24 hours from Tropical Depression Imelda. This is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Gospel and country singer Josh Turner in mourning today after a tour bus that had members of his crew aboard crashed in California, killing one and injuring seven others. It happened in Shandon, California, after a Turner concert last night. Turner was not on that bus, which was traveling through a rural community when it crashed a little before midnight. The CHP is investigating. Federal Reserve policymakers cutting a key interest rate by a quarter of 1%. President Trump still not pleased. He says the cut was not big enough, and he's unhappy that it was not a unanimous vote to make it.
So I'm not thrilled with the Fed, but despite that, we have an incredible economy, and we don't have inflation.
Chairman Powell's job is safe.
It's safe, yeah, it's safe.
The president speaking there to Ed Henry of Fox News. He spoke after he took a look at the wall on the southern border near San Diego yesterday, touting the strength of the steel post barrier. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be on Capitol Hill today. He'll go before lawmakers to discuss the future of internet regulation. Well, the Washington Monument is open again after being closed for 3 years of renovation. The 555-foot marble obelisk honoring the nation's first president has an upgraded elevator now and a new security screening area. The monument was built in the 1800s. For a while, it was the tallest building in the world. Just days before the now-canceled Storm Area 51 event was originally set to take place, some in Las Vegas claimed they'd seen UFOs over the city last night. A lot of police agencies taking phone calls. So did a lot of newsrooms, and after being contacted by curious viewers, KLAS did some digging, and, well, they found out that the strange lights in the sky were actually skydivers with lights on themselves trying to land at Sam Boyd Stadium. And the word vacay is now in the Merriam-Webster dictionary. After adding about 640 words back in April, they've added another 530 now, including dad joke, pickleball, deep state and escape room. Other words get a new meaning, like the word haircut now also refers to a reduction in the value of an asset. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll, and I thank you for joining in because all hands are required on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. It took this country to get it off track, so it's going to take the country to get back on. It's just that simple. With us right now, the political science professor at Kentucky State University and author of Hate Crime Hoax, Dr. Wilford Riley is back with us. Dr. Riley, how you doing?
Doing really well. Good to be on the show, as always. Bill, how are you?
Yeah, hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. Well, I'll tell you, this whole impeachment thing is never-ending, huh? It's a song that'll never end, I guess.
Yeah, well, in political science, we'd call this a heuristic. When one group really believes that something is going to happen, something has to happen, they kind of define themselves around that. Mm. And I think that in contemporary politics, one of the ideas on the left is that the Trump election had to be illegitimate. There's no way that Hillary Clinton, kind of the anointed one, the feminist wife of Bill Clinton, could have lost to, quote unquote, that guy. Mm-hmm. I've heard this myself at least a dozen times from left-leaning friends over in academia. Mm-hmm. So you get all these narratives around how it happened, and a lot of them to just someone objectively observing from the right or the center are nonsensical. But, I mean, you had the one, right, Trump is a Russian puppet.
Right.
He's literally working for Vladimir Putin over in the Kremlin. This is what actually boosted Rachel Maddow and MSNBC's nighttime lineup to number one for a couple of months, these wild Russia stories. It turns out the Mueller investigation, led by a guy who was no friend to Trump's, found that there was one meeting all time with the Russians. That was it. So that story vanished, and then the news story became Trump is a white supremacist. So the media began, and they almost never do this. I mean, the U.S. media generally refers to political lies as spin doctoring. Mm-hmm. They began doing the exact reverse with Trump, saying that perhaps mildly questionable tweets were racist and putting the word racist in caps, and now he's a white supremacist. And that, again, is a nonsensical story. Trump was beloved in the hip-hop community until running for president, never really a serious allegation of racism. But the impeachment narrative ties into all that, which is, if we can't beat these guys in the voting booth, we're going to go after them and we're going to take them down because they are illegitimate. This election was a fraud. He's a Russian spy. He's a Nazi. And, of course, a great deal of this is just nonsense. But I think that is what underlies this narrative, that the quote-unquote illegitimate orange man has to be stopped.
Right.
So, yeah, you're seeing impeachment talk again as well as Nazi talk.
Well, the concerning thing about this is it's one thing to say it, but they're starting to believe this.
Well, yeah, I think that there's a weird element of unreality. And if you talk to someone who's intelligent in the Democratic Party about this, they'll cite similar incidents on the right across various countries. But, yeah, I mean, right now, if you watch a mainstream panel on Bill Maher or Rachel Maddow, the things that people are saying about, for example, whether the president is a Russian asset, Or about whether the president praised and identified with Nazis. Yeah, I think a lot of those things would strike someone objectively as very unlikely to be true or even as crazy. But yeah, people wholeheartedly believe this.
Yes, and there's no consideration whatsoever of the contrarian evidence of the manipulation by the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, well, that actually is one of the most interesting things about the entire case. I mean, if you actually want to go full bore into the quote-unquote Russia allegations against Trump, one of the things that was turned up is that there's a great deal of interaction with foreign players like the Russians by both political parties.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, President Obama at one point, not directly tied into this, but sent on a hot mic to, I believe,
exactly.
Dmitry Medvedev,
yes.
You know, give me a break through my elections and I'll be able to go a bit easier with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, you don't want to endorse this, but do politicians at the top level talk to the Ruskies, talk to the French, talk to the Israelis, very frankly, when the mics are off? Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I mean, during Russiagate itself, one of the things that came out is that Hillary Clinton had contacted Fusion GPS, which is a firm run by an ex-MI6 agent that has ex-KGB ties throughout the firm, and had, correct me if I'm off on a point of this, but asked them to put together a full Oppo research dossier on Trump.
No, it's exactly right. I mean, exactly.
Yeah, and that became known as the Steele dossier, and that included these ludicrous allegations. I mean, this is the sort of thing you do when you're doing Oppo research, and as you know, only the best, most sourced elements of this get out into the press. Somehow, in this case, the entire dossier emerged. But there were claims that Trump hired Russian prostitutes to urinate on his bed. None of this was ever confirmed. Some of it's been flatly debunked. But yeah, somehow articles about Russiagate tended to focus exclusively on the claim that Trump had met or interacted with the Russians. And there's very little evidence for that. You have one of the Trump sons, I believe Eric, going to a meeting about Russian adoption where, quote-unquote, other things might have been proposed. But you definitely don't see, I mean, obviously, at the most basic level, Trump is not working for Putin or vice versa. I mean, he's been a geopolitical rival, so that is not accurate.
Well, the thing is, even from a reasonable standpoint going into this, I've maintained, is that if the Russians had an interest in anybody getting elected, it would have been Hillary Clinton, because they had their way with Hillary. I mean, they were able to talk her out of 20% of the U.S.'s uranium, and she worked out that deal with them. I mean, the reset button and, you know, all this stuff on and on, that Vladimir Putin had his way with the Russians. I mean, even going back to when it came up in the debate with Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney, when it was asked what was the most dangerous entity that was facing national security for America, and he responded with the Russians, and Barack Obama all but chuckled and chastised him and commented that the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back.
Yeah, I mean, there's an interesting question there. I mean, would a quote-unquote weak Democratic president have been better for the Ruskies, for the Russians, than a conservative president who sympathized with them to some extent? I mean, arguably, Trump at one point said he did want to get along with Putin. He was friendly with Putin. He didn't see a reason why a post-communist Russia wouldn't be an ally. So I don't see why, even if they respected him as an individual, the Russians wouldn't back that play. But, I mean, the key fact is that Russia did not, if you go through the content that's actually been released onto WikiLeaks, so it's available on the quote-unquote dark net,
right.
Russia did not interfere with the elections to a significant extent. I mean, there were bots used to post positive things about Trump on Twitter. But the claim, allegedly, I mean, only about half of those have even been sourced to the Russians, but the claim that Trump is a Russian spy, to repeat this, or that there's a significant financial relationship between Trump and Putin, I mean, a lot of that just seems to be nonsensical. I mean, Russia might have backed one horse or the other, but I mean, a number of countries, Mexico comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Definitely, where U.S. political candidates are beginning to campaign there due to the large expat population, which is bizarre. Israel. There are many countries that participate, let's say, in U.S. elections way more than Russia does.
And let's not even talk about the U.S. participating in other countries' elections, right?
Yeah, and the termination of elections would be another way to put it. Yeah, countries interact with one another. I mean, the United States of America has a long history of involvement, quote-unquote, in Latin American elections that, as you know, they remember. Russiagate, to a very large extent, is the classic example of taking a molehill and making it into a mountain. I did not see a massive amount of Russian involvement in the election. I think most people in political science didn't. Mm-hmm. Although obviously you want to stop things like quote-unquote bot farming. But I mean, the impeachment inquiry now has gone beyond this idea that Trump worked with the Russians into the idea that he is a financial criminal, into the idea that he is a quote-unquote white supremacist. And I mean, now, as you mentioned, we see the attempt to impeach Brett Kavanaugh.
And we're going to get into that on the other side of the break. We're going to hit a pause button right now. More from Dr. Wilfred Riley after this. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in this. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Much cover for this stuff to give, give them room and and, you know, I guess camouflage to get away with this. I mean, it's not, Dr. Riley, you know, it's not a real simple thing anymore. You just can't get a straight answer. You know, even watching the other day, watching the, oh my gosh, that circus with Jerry Nadler, with with Corey Lewandowski, I thought, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. And what's even worse is that I'm thinking, gosh, we're paying for this.
Yeah, I mean, we pay for essentially everything the government does. And so the question is really, what do you want it to do? And I mean, when we're talking about a lot of these attempted impeachment proceedings or many of the hearings held by Congress, I mean, my answer would be no, give me my money back.
Right. Exactly. I mean, what's your point after all this? Didn't we already spend $70 million with between, you know, the House and Senate investigations and Mueller and, you know, and here we are. It's like, and now we're not even in the four corners of the Mueller investigation. We're going outside of the four corners is what Jerry Nadler insists.
Yep.
it's just unbelievable. And as if that's not enough, hey, let's redo the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation.
Yeah, the Brett Kavanaugh thing. I don't want to just consistently give the same answer, although I think it is correct. But again, I don't see the Brett Kavanaugh thing going anywhere. And this has been the pattern with Brett Kavanaugh, just as allegations of racism or of financial corruption have been the pattern with President Trump. But people keep coming forward with these stories claiming that as a younger man, Brett Kavanaugh was a party guy. He was chasing girls. He was taking his pants off at parties and so on. And obviously, if true, that's not good. But the problem with these stories is that they keep collapsing. So, I mean, preparing for the interview, I printed out a list of these. Mm-hmm. And right now, being completely honest, it doesn't seem like the Blasey Ford thing, the argument that he was too aggressive at a party, tried to kiss her. That, mm-hmm. frankly, may have happened. That hasn't collapsed. But, I mean, most of the others, the claim that Brett Kavanaugh fought someone on a boat after groping his wife, for example, have been exposed as simply lies.
Right.
So, I mean, here in Kentucky, you had a Judy Munry Layton who claimed that Brett Kavanaugh raped her at, I believe, a college party. And she later admitted she made that up. She may be facing charges for that statement, actually. You had the Swetnick claim, which was bizarre. I mean, that was the idea that Brett Kavanaugh was the mastermind behind these giant high school parties where people were drugging the punch bowl with, I believe, ecstasy and cocaine. I'm not quite sure how that would work. Mm. You know, there were quote-unquote gang rapes. The allegation was that Kavanaugh was there. She knew about all this. And this became such a serious story that federal agents attempted to follow up on it. And what they found was that there were no witnesses. No one else remembered this. No one had ever heard of this. And the conclusion was that Swetnick was probably a liar. Mm. And then you had the Catalan claim, which was that two guys, Brett and Mark, harassed his wife on a boat, attempted to grope her while she was wearing a bikini. He fought them. He beat them both up. And I don't think he expected this, but that became a national story. He was being presented as sort of a liberal hero. And then it turned out that he'd never met Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, he issued this sort of tearful message saying, well, this is a mistake. I had the wrong two guys. Just could have been a guy named Brett. Obviously, we don't know whether the fight happened. I have my doubts. But the latest in the string of these, and this is the story that prompted the most recent conversation about impeachment, was the allegation by a guy named Steyer, I believe Mark Steyer,
yes,
that at a party at Yale during Brett Kavanaugh's, I believe, sophomore year, Kavanaugh had taken his pants off, and a group of male friends had pushed his penis toward a female student. Mm-hmm. So this was a New York Times front page headline, and it looked like the circus was going to begin again. But it turned out the Times left out a few important details, like the fact the quote-unquote victim didn't remember the incident, didn't think it happened.
Right.
There were no supporting witnesses. One thing about this, actually, if that happened, if two friends grabbed Brett Kavanaugh, pulled his pants down further, and threw him toward a female student, he'd technically be the victim. It's worth noting that. From
right.
a legal standpoint.
Right.
But, yeah, so that again, is unlikely to go anywhere. I don't think we're seeing Big Cav impeached, but we'll see.
Well, and the thing is, how embarrassing for an iconic publication like the New York Times to expose their bias like this. I mean, to the point that they would abandon, you know, some basic professional journalistic standards. I mean, this is embarrassing for the gray lady, is it not?
I think I'm not sure the Times has been reporting, quote-unquote, all the news that's fit to print for some time, but, I mean, this is something that I believe the Washington Post or the Epoch Times, another major newspaper, just called out in an editorial where they said that the New York Times has moved from liberal but fair reporting to activism.
Yes.
They've become so focused on getting Trump and on things like the 1619 Project that they're no longer a fair, neutral observer. And I would say that that's fair of a great deal of the media. I mean, a recent piece of research I did was looking back at the concept of media bias. And going back to about 2004 with Pew Research, about 93% of mass media members have leaned to the left. And it's crazy to say that doesn't influence coverage. I mean, coverage of Trump, if you Google this, has been exactly 93%.
Exactly, negative. Exactly. You know, no, that's exactly right. And the thing is that people want to blame it on Trump. But to your point, this has been going on well before Trump. It's just that Trump is seemingly bringing it all to a head, maybe to the head that it might finally explode and will exercise enough and get tired of jumping the sharks enough that maybe we find, you know, at least some you know, middle ground, some reason. What do you think?
I think that people are moving that way. I mean, we talked about this during the break. The election of Trump wasn't a backlash to brown people in ties like me and you. It was a backlash to a large extent to consistent political correctness, which people feel is everywhere. You see the same thing with the great new Dave Chappelle and Bill Burr specials.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to give a one-sentence bar of advice, don't use Google and at least look for alternative media.
Yes.
The extent to which a subtle bias pervades a lot of American media culture really is striking. So getting ready for your show, Bill, I always do a little bit of original research. I just looked up the phrase Brett Kavanaugh allegation collapses, first on Google and then on a couple of what I think was real search engines like Bing and Yandex. And what was striking was that on Google, they have what's called a favored source or a trustworthy source policy. So almost all of the sources that came up leaned toward the left, Slate and so on, and essentially made the case that the Kavanaugh allegations were legitimate. The moment you got on Bing and searched the same thing, all of these completely legitimate sources, National Review, Fox News, Epoch Times, so on, started popping up, pointing out what I just said, that most of the allegations collapsed and there have been some charges filed.
Mm.
So be very aware. I think this is one of the stories of our time, that there is this subtle, pervasive, hard-to-track bias out there. And this bias tracks against conservatives. It tracks against actual interesting radicals. It's sort of a center-left Hillary Clinton voter coastal bias throughout the media. And that's not something we're imagining.
Yes, exactly. Well, look what the report Professor Epstein wrote, and he was a Hillary Clinton operative. He did extensive research on Google and found that they were notably prejudiced, you know, compared to these other outlets. Clearly, they were leaning, you know, very liberal, and boy, they talked about what may be coming up for 2020 after that election night, you know, when all the suits came together. Supposedly they were crying, according to a whistleblower. He said this will never happen again. And they're all out to make sure that Trump does not get reelected. So, you know, we need to be warned about it, is that we're not getting an objective perspective. Thank you very much, Google, sadly.
Yeah, this actually may be my next academic paper. I'd be very, very interested in taking a bunch of, quote-unquote, edgy but obviously necessary search terms. Black-on-white crime is one that comes to mind.
Right.
And searching them on Google and then elsewhere.
Mm.
Because what Google does is prioritize what they call trustworthy sources of news. But those seem to almost invariably be center-left sources of news. Washington Post, New York Times, but also things like Vox, Jezebel, that obviously have a fairly strong bias.
Oh, you gotta wait for that one. That'll be good. Yeah, I think that's a good point. Real quick, we only got about 30 seconds left. Not enough to give us too much commentary, but Justin Trudeau, here he is. He's going into the election cycle, and now he's got a picture of himself in, not exactly blackface, I guess it's brownface, because he was playing a character. He was playing Aladdin, I guess.
I wasn't sure that brownface or whiteface was a thing. I mean, we seem to be expanding the categories of what's absolutely forbidden. But I guess 2 points there. First of all, I personally don't like the culture of canceling everyone that got in a brawl in high school, drove drunk, picture of themselves dressed like a rapper. But it is funny because Justin Trudeau supports that culture, so now we've got to reap its fruits.
Dr. Riley, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife who was diagnosed with leukemia. She's now a two-time survivor. They ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they're so thankful for that, how people came together to meet their needs. MediShare works, and it can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that a phone call between President Trump and an unnamed foreign leader prompted a whistleblower complaint. The Washington Post says an intelligence community member was troubled by a promise that Mr. Trump made in the call to that leader, but the administration's refused to forward the complaint to Congress, setting up a standoff between the acting director of national intelligence and the U.S. House Intelligence Committee. Former analyst for the CIA, FBI, and National Security Council, now CNN contributor Phil Mudd, says he's amazed.
When I served, we're responsible for chasing the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, and terrorists. We're not responsible for reporting to the Congress what the president says. He can say what he wants.
More than 100 rescues after over a foot of rain falls in southeast Texas in the past 24 hours from Tropical Depression Imelda. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Megan Barth joins us now, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project, also the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific here. I'm still kind of chuckling, frankly, the Corey Lewandowski standoff there with the House Judiciary Committee. And, I'm thinking any minute now, Jerry Nadler's head's going to explode. He came close.
Yeah, it was fantastic political theater that actually backfired in the Democrats' face. I think that they were expecting something that Corey Lewandowski simply didn't deliver. And I believe also that the news networks seemingly cut away at around the same time. I was watching kind of a multi-screen because the hearings were not benefiting the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You actually had Shep Smith that broke away and decided to talk about clowns. And so you can tell that these judiciary or the House Judiciary hearings simply didn't work on behalf of the Democrats because of how the press reacted and, of course, then how the Democrats reacted. A couple commentators on CNN and MSNBC said that the Democrats really blew it.
Mm. Well, the way they attacked Corey Lewandowski, I mean, was he a bag man? And in all this kind of stuff, I mean, how disrespectful, but yet you know, in Corey's seat, he has to be respectful, you know, to them. Although it was no question that he was going to make them earn it. You know, I mean, this wasn't like the first time that he had already been interrogated on this. How many hours had he already gone between the Mueller and, you know, the Senate and the House, previous investigations and all this? I mean, you know, probably what, over 20 some hours, you know, voluntarily that he had already given. Now let's come back and let's do a redo.
Yeah, the Democrats believe they are rulers of men, and they forget that they actually work for us. And I think Corey did a very good job at putting them back on their heels and reminding them exactly who they are. They were elected by the people and for the people. They are not rulers of people.
Mm.
And we see this type of rhetoric and these actions by the Democrats time and time again, especially when they have power. Now, imagine if the Democrats had complete power instead of just power over the House. No one could withstand. Corey Lewandowski has withstood the test. The president, of course, has withstood the test. But there are many that have gone financially bankrupt, that have lost everything, like General Flynn, for example. And this is how the Democrats will wield their power. They'll abuse it. And then they will weaponize the agencies of government against their political enemies.
Yeah, the very thing that Hillary Clinton was suggesting Donald Trump was doing toward her, or suggested when, you know, he had pointed out all the illegality. I mean, her destruction of, you know, of evidence. I mean, it's just endless on, you know, things that I think that, you know, she's liable for and should be indicted for. But, you know, here we are, due process being what it is. And, you know, with the, you know, the IG report is that continues. And, you know, right now they're talking, well, they've already got McCabe referred, you know, for indictment, and maybe even James Comey now.
Well, yeah, the president keeps saying, you know, this should never happen again, meaning that there should never be a seditious coup planned by the various agencies of government and those within it in order to interfere in an election as well as overthrow the results of an election. And that's exactly what happened. So if that can never happen again, then there needs to be accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that there's accountability is to indict and convict, should the evidence show, those who took part in it. And so we have a long list of names, Comey and McCabe being just two of them. But there is a lot more digging to be done, and that's exactly what's happening. The IG report has been submitted, and it should come out this week, maybe next week.
Yeah, it keeps dragging, out. But you're exactly right, Megan, is that the infection is so deep that this thing has to, it's not a minor lancing. I mean, this has to be a full body scan, and we're going to have to fillet the whole thing to really clean out this infection, because, you know, call it what you want, deep state or whatever. I mean, it has invaded, you know, every aspect of our government. The culture is rampant. I mean, there is some major house cleaning that has to take place. And Donald Trump, as one man, as a president with a limited term of office, he doesn't have enough time. He doesn't have enough political capital. There's not enough reinforcements there to make this happen. But this is where it's up to we, the people. I mean, they need to understand that this is a battle royal that we are taking on. And Donald Trump, to his credit, has pulled the curtain back, and everything that we, and even worse than what we suspected that has been going on, is on full display. But as we were talking earlier with Professor Riley, the delusion is so deep, the people on the left are, you know, they've been lying to themselves for so long, they are convinced that their perspective is right, that Donald Trump is in fact a tool of the Russians, that you know, that, you know, conservatism is just this overpowering, mean-spirited group of people that, you know, want to take over the country and, you know, take it down, you know, take it down a track that is untenable for the majority of Americans.
Well, and look at what they've done to Brett Kavanaugh, you know, speaking of political targets. They will, again, wield their power in such abusive ways that the truth simply doesn't matter to them. The ends justify the means. They would be happy, even And I don't believe that they're stupid. I don't believe that they've been bamboozled. I believe people like Kamala Harris are truly a threat to individual liberty, freedom, and just the overall system of governance. She has demonstrated time and time again that she just completely snubs the rule of law. And we see this also with many of the Democrats, whereby there is a trend specifically within Democrat communities, Democrat organizations, and Democrats themselves that of lawlessness.
Right.
And it comes from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
So those who are weaponizing the agencies of government are the same people against their political enemies.
Exactly.
Are the very same people that want red flag laws. Jeez, what could go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about people that are finding Nazis around every corner. We're talking about people that are using simply allegations to destroy a Supreme Court justice. And these are the same people that want red flag laws so they can determine whether you or I are mentally fit or competent in order to own a firearm. When in fact, they're the ones who are mentally incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone asked me if I, what type of guns or ammo, you know, I would like to ban if I had to choose. And I said, any Bernie Sanders supporters' ammo or gun. Because we see that the violent rhetoric and the violence from the mob is specifically on the left. And so in order to have complete authoritarian and totalitarian rule, the first thing any despot does is disarm their populace. And so that's what we're really looking at right now as well.
Yeah, it's extremely dangerous. And if the people don't take a stand, and they are, I mean, they are taking a stand against it, but it's going to have to be a serious pushback and realize that, you know, as I wrote 2 weeks ago, we are facing a second American Revolution right now at this very moment with all this activity. And, you know, going back to the Kavanaugh deal, I mean, what ignites it, the Kavanaugh impeachment cycle one more time is, you know, yellow journalism at its best. You know, unfounded claims and, you know, misreporting. And then, you know, the New York Times of all sources, the New York Times, I mean, I'll tell you, you talk about a time of renewal and some soul searching. The New York Times, the gray lady, and all that it's represented over the years historically, they're putting its entire integrity on the line for what they've done to Brett Kavanaugh, and then try to cover it up. They can't even come back and say, hey, you know what, we screwed up. But this, again, you know, supports what you were saying earlier. Their biases is so cemented, they can't even see it. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. shield. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Megan Barth continues with us, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, also the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. That's where you can go and be in the flow of the know. Boy, you had a lot of serious topics there on the website, you know, Megan, that I particularly wanted to talk about. But yesterday we saw the president at the border, you know, giving us, giving us some more information about the border wall. And boy, it seems like they've done an outstanding job with technology and got it all covered. And, you know, and it really, I think it really makes the Democrats look bad because, you know, they should be part of this in securing, you know, our borders. But they've been fighting it every step of the way, and what the president and his team are producing there at the border, I think it's wonderful in terms of stopping, and already the border agent is saying that it's made a big difference, and the entire wall is not done. I mean, it's just done in certain sections, but boy, the technology that they've incorporated is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I loved watching that news conference that they had yesterday. And specifically, you're right about how it's just not a wall with rebar or concrete. It has embedded technology, a variety of technology, even drone technology, the president had inferred. Mm-hmm. And I love that he signed it with the Sharpie. So we've got another Sharpie gate. I mean, CNN was completely apoplectic that the Sharpie came out again.
Yes.
I was hoping, actually, a portion of the wall would have a big gold emblazoned T on it somewhere,
yes,
just to really drive.
How about a neon sign that just kept on flashing off and on or something, you know?
Yeah, closed.
Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly. You know, good fun. Well, frankly, I was a little surprised because, you know, with Trump using a Sharpie and, you know, him playing golf with Tiger Woods, there was this big thing here last week. that Tiger Woods uses a different type of ball marker. He doesn't use a Sharpie. He uses kind of a construction version of the Sharpie produced by Milwaukee. And I'm surprised he didn't use that. Just saying.
Well, whatever he used, it would have just completely driven the left mad. And I think that's one of the best qualities of this president, is he knows how to push their buttons.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to turn the page, meaning he knows how to throw whatever they dish to him right back at them and then continue on as if nothing had happened, leaving a wake of, just like I said, apoplectic leftists.
Right.
Screaming and frothing at the mouth, and it's perfect.
Right.
He also uses ridicule as a great weapon, and ridicule is a good old Alinsky tactic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this president, unlike any other that I've seen, say what you will about his tweeting, I happen to like it, but the tweets are what really sets the narrative every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And the press is continually, as well as the left, and they are the same animal, the left and the press.
Right.
They are continually on their heels, scrambling to try to get ahead of Trump's tweets.
Well, he's writing their headlines for them.
Right.
And they don't like it.
No, they can't set the narrative anymore.
No.
They can try.
Right.
And they can produce garbage, like you had mentioned about Brett Kavanaugh, in order to confuse, manipulate, and deceive the American people. But we're not that stupid yet.
Yes.
Generation Z, maybe. That is the 16 to 23-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of swallowed all of the propaganda hook, line, and sinker as we witnessed this whole climate crisis march and the 16-year-old chick that came over and testified to Congress the other day about the climate crisis.
And, of course, NBC wants us all to apologize for our climate violations now, right?
Repent. Yeah. Yeah. They've got if you didn't believe that climate change wasn't a religion, just read the headline from NBC that, you know, they want to basically have us atone for our sins.
Right.
If we grill meat once a week or eat a burger.
Well, there's a reparation jar that they're going to put out for everybody. So, get ready and throw it in the pot there to keep everybody happy. Now, all this stuff is absurd. And as you say, it's easy for the president to call it out and they don't know what to do with themselves because, the fact of the matter is it's true. And so then they got to bring up stuff like, now we got to have another Sharpie controversy and the Mexicans aren't paying for it. But, it's not all done yet. And I think after everything is said and done, there could be an argument to say that Mexico will pay either for all of the border wall in some form or fashion, because you and I have discussed this before. The nature of business is there's many line items on the balance sheet. And there's ways that you can fund things and, make it look and support your argument however way you want to. And that's good or bad. But the fact of the matter is regardless of who's paying for it, America has been paying for not having the border wall. And by now, starting to see this thing come to reality, I think this is very encouraging. And this is why the Democrats are just going nuts, because the people are going, oh, wow, this is what national security starts to look like, right?
Well, and, that lawlessness that I was speaking of that exists within the Democrat Party is really grossly highlighted by the outcomes and the crime rates of sanctuary counties and cities.
Mm-hmm.
In Montgomery County, Maryland, they just arrested the ninth illegal alien who committed rape against a child.
No.
Nine. And this is since the end of July. This is a county that is run by Democrats, the state that's run by Democrats. And you look over in, for example, Los Angeles and San Francisco, where the president went through doing a great fundraiser, raised a lot of money. He is considering charging San Francisco with environmental violations.
And exactly.
I honestly think that he should also consider charging Los Angeles with environmental with environmental, you know,
violations as well. Well, you've got
violations.
You got you know, human feces there. You've got the homelessness. They're all bundled together. I mean, it is a
crisis.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we talked about it. I got in trouble a couple of months ago, Megan, when I said this is ripe for, you know, an epic, catastrophic outbreak of disease. And what's happening now, the LA Times 2 weeks ago said, we've got medieval diseases coming back to Southern California. That's how bad it is. I mean, they're talking the Black Plague and Ebola, and it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, because when you look back historically, you know, what introduced the Black Plague? But, you know, rats and fleas and, you know, a congestion of people and, you know, a lack of hygiene, and all this stuff was ripe, you know, for the picking. And here we are. We've got it. We're reproducing it. And, oh, yes, we've got open borders and people coming in with infections that even the CDC says that it's almost impossible for them to monitor. And then let's not forget the generation of kids that got behind and were influenced by, you know, this celebrity argument that you can't inoculate your kids. So you don't inoculate your kids, and now all of a sudden they're the ones that are getting the measles, and God only knows what that they could be subjected to down the line, because as the, you know, as the medical professionals say, you know, in light of all these numbers that are impacting the disease potential of California and within our country, we're ripe for the pickings here. I mean, this is really a very dangerous and pernicious situation that we find ourselves in. And it's like as if people, you know, it's like Atlas Shrugged. It's like it doesn't matter. I don't understand it.
Yeah, the Democrats are great at managing decline. They talk about income inequality, and they're somehow going to solve income inequality by, whether it's Warren's plan, by taxing the rich, or any Democrat, taxing the quote-unquote rich. Warren evaded the question from Stephen Colbert.
That was so good that he even held her feet to the fire on that.
Right. And so if the Democrats really had a solution to income inequality, then you would think that California would be the shining example of how they solved it. The Democrats have had complete control over that state for well over a decade.
Exactly.
And it's only gotten worse. If you look under Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom's reign over the last close to decade, I believe it is, the homelessness rate in Los Angeles has spiked 70%. And to your other point is regarding vaccination, you know, I am not an anti-vaxxer. However, I come from an era, Generation X, whereby we had three vaccines. Three.
Mm.
We didn't have 80. We didn't have a series of succession of all of these different vaccines. We had mumps, chickenpox, and I think it was rubella or one other.
Mm. I think rubella, yeah. Right.
Yeah, we had three. That was it. So I think that much like the pharmaceutical industry, and I think that we're all, you know, we're happy to give our kids, it seems like, any type of pharmaceutical in order to calm them down from ADHD.
Right, right.
So these are the same types of people that are popping pharmaceuticals into their kids' mouth, but then screaming about a chickenpox vaccine.
No, I hear you. Well, we've got about 40 seconds left, Megan. Does Andrew McCabe, he says he won't take a plea deal. But, of course, that's this side of a plea deal. I think when it's knocking at his door and rather serious, he might want that plea deal.
Oh, I think that he won't take a plea deal. I think he'll probably sing like a canary. There's going to be somebody that sings.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I think. I think that, you know, this thing, the dominoes are starting to fall. And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and crack out the popcorn, because this could be a lot of fun here. Because I think Bill Barr is on top of this, and it's not going to go away easy. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and
fight a nutrient so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.